Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Give Me 5 Minutes. This is your host, C.M. Atkinson. I'm so happy that you have tuned in today. You can log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org. You'll find these lessons right on the website. These lessons are designed to help you find your place in God and to give you the biblical information you need to live a full life in Jesus Christ. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. Today I'm going to continue the lesson from yesterday when I was speaking on the subject of the heart. I told you that your heart is what you feel, what you want, and what you think. Your heart is the sum total of your innermost being. In Matthew chapter 15 and verse 8, Jesus said, "This people draw nigh unto me with their hearts and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." In Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5 tells us that God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continuously. Jeremiah says in chapter 17 and verse 9, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Acts chapter 7 and verse 39 tells us that our fathers, who received the lively oracles to give to us, to whom our fathers would not obey, but thrust him from them, and in their hearts they turned back again unto Egypt. Don't tell me why you do what you do. He certainly does. He cares as much, or maybe more, about why you do things as he does that you do things. God looks at the heart first, and as always, the heart of the matter is the matter of the heart. God knows exactly where you are spiritually, even at this very moment. He knows what you want, what you feel, what you think, and more than anything else, he wants you to have a heart for him. Your heart can guide you away from the will of God. Your heart can actually be a negative influence in your life. The Bible is filled with stories and examples of men and women who were led astray by their hearts. The Bible says that the heart can be evil, obstinate, discouraged, sorrowful, proud, perverse, deceitful, wicked, and foolish. That's a pretty scary list. This is what your heart is capable of. This is humanity in general. The sad part is many make decisions from a heart that is corrupted by one of those on that list. Think of it this way. Your heart is the lens through which you look to make decisions. It will look right from your perspective, but your perspective will be skewed by the condition of your heart. Perhaps you have long periods of pain and questions. You harbor them. They become bitter in anger. The bitter in anger becomes the lens through which you make your decisions for your life. In the lives of those who are in this condition, the decisions takes on the color of the bitterness and anger through which they view the world. The saddest part is, these decisions can never be unmade. In Matthew 5 and 8, Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." This doesn't just mean that those whom sins are forgiven will see God. I believe there is a deeper application that applies to you right now. As you travel down your life's road, you need to be able, more than anything else, to see and discern God's work in your life. You need to be able to recognize his hand. In the face of millions of opinions and opportunities, you need to be able to see Which one has God's fingerprints on it? This verse makes it clear that a pure heart is the only lens through which you can do so. If you find yourself with wrong motives, which comes from an impure heart, don't panic. God has the remedy. God tells us in Ezekiel 11:19, I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. I will take the stony heart out of their flesh and will give them a heart of flesh. God has the answer to your dilemma. Let Him fix your heart today. Call on Him. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.